California Indian tribes are allowed to build casinos on federally recognized tribal lands. A new project slated for Madera is testing what tribal lands are. The state government recently approved a compact with the North Fork Rancheria Band of Mono Indians that would allow the tribe to build a casino about 35 miles from its reservation. The federal government approves as well. The tribe maintains the site is part of its ancestral lands. But a referendum slated for the 2014 ballot would stop the project. Cheryl Schmidt is with Stand Up California, which is leading the referendum effort. The group has formed a coalition of organizations, including several other Indian tribes, opposed to the North Fork Casino.
This compact will set a precedent that basically will allow one person, the governor, to place casinos in urban and metropolitan areas of the state.
The tribe's Charles Banks Alta Cruz says that's a misrepresentation. Governor Jerry Brown did sign a compact with North Fork allowing the project to go forward, but final federal approval is still needed. And Banks Alta Cruz says the tribe has been working with the federal government for over a decade to acquire the land.
This is a very dangerous anti-tribal sovereignty initiative, and we think that all tribes should take a look at this and respect the wishes and sovereignty of their fellow tribes.
The North Fork tribe says other tribes are just afraid of more competition. Opponents fear the project could start a race to get more casinos closer to population centers. At the state capitol, I'm Katie Orr.